Thank you.
谢谢。
The song that we've just sung was the first time I've ever heard that and seen the words. The words are very simple, but very clear, and it gives us great insight of God's love.
今天我们学的这个最好的礼物，也是我第一次听到这个诗歌。这歌词非常有意义，因为神先爱了我们。
As a matter of fact, it probably preaches my sermon better than I'll do.
他说那条歌的歌词的话，比我的讲章可能还更宝贵。今天。
But I trust that this morning we will learn together from God's word about God's greatest gift, His Son Jesus Christ.
那我们今天相信神会带领我们，我们大家一起学习什么是我们最好的礼物，就是我们的耶稣基督。
All around us are the sights and sounds of Christmas.
在我们周围，你也听到也看到，圣诞节到快到了。
Parades, holidays, decorations, crowded stores, and traffic congestion.
你可以看到交通很拥挤，商店里面也很拥挤，那各方面的事情都可以让你感觉到圣诞节。
I recently read a story about a little boy who went with his mother into a crowded department store.
我最近看到一篇的文章，有个男孩子跟他妈妈到那个百货公司。
People were elbowing each other and pushing each other around.
大家都那个手肘都撞来撞去，在那个店里头。
Weary clerks were ringing up the cash registers as fast as they could with sales.
所以那个店员就一直在打那个计算机，打的也是很尽量的快。
It was a scene of noise and frustration.
所以听到是很吵闹，而且也是大家都很沮丧。
In the midst of all of it stood a little boy with his mother holding his hand.
所以这个小男孩他的妈妈就握紧了他的手。
The little boy was holding a helium-filled balloon.
他是手上抓了一个那个吹气的气球。
But in the press of the crowd as he was bumped, he let loose of that string and the balloon floated to the ceiling.
因为有一大堆人，所以他那个气球就松了，因为那个氢气，所以就跑到屋顶上去了。
One of the clerks saw what happened.
有一个店员看到了。
And so she called for one of the janitors to come and ask if he would be willing to take down the balloon from the ceiling.
所以那个打电话的人马上就给他们服务的员工，叫他们把那个气球拿下来。
The janitor was a little bit surprised at the request because of the crowd that was around them.
因为那个服务的那个人就有点奇怪，这么多人叫我去拿个气球。
He wasn't sure that he wanted to rescue that balloon.
他还在想，我那么忙，我要不要去拿那个气球？
He protested, but finally gave in.
他先都不愿意去，后来没办法，他还是去了。
Soon here he came. Here he came, bringing a ladder out into the middle of the crowded floor.
他需要拿一个楼梯，在那很多人的那个场合，要把那楼梯放在当中去拿那个气球。
For a moment, everything seemed to stop.
好像有一两分钟，好像整个世界都停止了。
Cash registers stopped ringing.
所以那个员工那个店员的话也没有再打那个算银机。
People stopped elbowing each other.
所以大家也停止，就大家手背撞手背，手肘撞手肘。
And everybody watched as the janitor climbed that long step ladder.
每一个就看那个修理的那个员工就爬到那个楼梯上。
Grabbing the string of the balloon, he brought it down.
他拿那个绳子就把那个气球拿下来。
And he handed it to the little bright-eyed boy.
他拿了这给这个小男孩。
It was at that moment that everybody applauded as he completed that task.
所以他把那个工作弄完的时候，把那气球交给小孩子，在周围的大家人都拍掌。
But that lasted only for a minute.
那只是维持了一分钟。
They all went back to elbowing and pushing each other, and the cash registers beginning to ring again.
拍完手以后，那计算银机又开始响了，然后大家又手肘撞手肘了。
But for one brief moment, everything stopped.
就在那一分钟的时候，好像整个世界在那个地方都停止了。
It was a moment of evidence of love and care. For one another.
在那一分钟，你就看到了大家的彼此相爱。
You see, we are caught up in the craziness of stuff all around us.
因为我们大家也都是好像都像这个整个的圣诞节一样忙忙碌碌。
We want stuff.
我们要一些礼物。
We wrap stuff.
我们包装礼物。
We give stuff away.
我们把礼物包装好了又送给人家。
And yet, we take very little time to think about the people who are around us.
可是我们并没有真正想到这些在我们周围的人。
Let me ask you a couple rhetorical questions.
让我问你们大家一个问题。
What was the most expensive gift that you have ever given?
你最贵，你所有给人家的礼物，在过去这些年日里头，最贵的是什么？
Or what was the most expensive gift that you've ever received?
或者是最贵重的礼物，你收过的最贵重的礼物。
The Bible is filled with the way God has given to us.
圣经上讲到很多神给我们的东西。
Let me take a few moments just to show and demonstrate from God's Word how God has given to us a lot more than we've ever begun to think about.
让我们看一些经节，让我们可以看到神给我们的是有多少的东西。
You see, God is in the giving business.
你神他的工作就是要给人家。
And so from the very beginning of time to the very end of his life, God has been giving and giving and giving.
在起初到他在世界上过世这个时间，他都是继续不断的一直给人家，一直给人家。
God gave Adam and Eve a piece of skin from an innocent animal.
他给亚当跟夏娃那个野兽的一块皮。
The purpose was to replace the fig leaves that covered their shame of nakedness.
目的是要阻挡他们本来是穿着那个无花果树的叶子，然后用那个皮的话给他们遮羞。
God gave Noah a plan for the ark.
所以他也给那个挪亚的方舟，给他一个计划怎么做那个方舟。
That would provide for the saving of his household when judgment came.
所以等到神的审判到的时候，挪亚跟他的家人都可以被拯救。
God gave Sarah a precious miracle child in her old age.
给神在撒拉九十多岁的时候，还给了他一个孩子。
And she named him Isaac.
所以他叫他叫雅各。
God gave the Israelites the possession of the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以神也给以色列人有这个牛奶跟蜂蜜之地。
God gave prophets to plead with his people.
他也给先知，所以先知为他的人民而求。
And to tell them of the amazing things that were to come.
告诉他们将来有些什么奇异的事情会发生。
God gave the prophecies of a Messiah.
他也跟很多先知有一些可以看到的事情。
Who would come and deliver and save.
他也告诉先知弥赛亚将来会来到。
God gave the shepherds a pronouncement by the angels that Jesus was to be born.
他也告诉这牧羊者耶稣会诞生。
God gave the wise men a star to lead them to that young child with their gifts.
他也告诉这些东方博士，这个小孩子是在哪里诞生，就是耶稣。
God gave Joseph the patience to understand the strange circumstances of the virgin birth of a child.
所以他也告诉约瑟这个童女生子的事情，让他有耐心。
God gave the world the Prince of Peace.
他也给我们整个世界有我们和平的王子。
God gave Jesus the place of sinners on the cross to bear the sorrow and shame.
神也把耶稣基督钉在十字架，所以我们世界上这些罪人有得救。
And Jesus gave his life for sinners.
耶稣把他的生命给所有的罪人。
God offers to give all men pardon.
所以他也要给所有的人有救赎。
For their sins.That they might know the joy of everlasting life.
所以我们的罪可以被洗净，然后我们也可以有永生。
In the minutes that remain, I would like to talk about this giving God and the greatest gift that He has given.
在我剩下的时间，我要再讲一讲我们这个喜欢给礼物，这神他给的是些什么礼物。
The gift of Jesus is indescribable.
我们是没有办法形容他所给我们所有的礼物。
And it's a priceless gift.
也是无价之宝。
The wise men, you remember, brought lavish gifts to Jesus when he was born.
你记得圣经上告诉我们，耶稣基督降生的东方这些博士带来了很名贵的礼物。
It was a demonstration of how they felt towards the Christ child.
这就让我们可以看到他们心里对这个耶稣这只小孩子，他们心里是什么样的感受。
The gift of Christ is the greatest gift that God could ever give any of us.
耶稣基督这个礼物是神可以给我们当中所有东西里面是最宝贵的一个。
To know Him, to be His friend, and to have fellowship with Him.
所以我们要认识基督，我们也可以跟他有交通。我们啊、what's the last?
Fellowship with Him.
啊、我们也可以跟神有交通。
In the little song that we just sung, we were reminded about time is limited and life will move on. Have we taken the time to receive the great gift, the gift of Jesus Christ?
像我们刚刚唱的歌里面说 life is, 生命是有限的、时间也会过去。如果我们 不抓住机会的话，这个机会就会过去。
You see, the question for all of us this morning is simply this, do you know Him?
今天早上我要问你们大家一个最简单的问题，就是你们认不认识耶稣基督
？He is love, joy, and peace.
他是爱，他也是喜乐，他也是和平。
Let's think for a minute. Eight ideas that Jesus became in coming to earth became a part of in order that we might be able to share in His blessings.
所以耶稣降生到这个世界上了，所以我们有机会可以在他的国度里面成为一份子。
Jesus underwent a human birth so that we who believe on him might have a heavenly birth.
因为耶稣基督降生到世界上有人的形象，所以我们可以学习到这一方面，所以我们跟他的国度也可以有份。
Jesus took his place in a manger in a stable.
因为他在一个马槽里头降生的。
So that we might have a heavenly mansion.
所以因为他在 马槽降生，降生在人世，所以我们在天上我们也可以有，在属灵里头我们有个新的生命。
Jesus became a member of the human family.
所以耶稣道成肉身。
So that we might become members of a heavenly family.
因为他道成肉身变成人的一部分，所以我们可以变成在神国里面的一份子。
Jesus made himself subject to others.
耶稣基督让他成为
So that we through the power of his spirit might be made free.
因为是耶稣基督，所以我们可以变成他那个圣灵里面 的一部分。
Jesus laid his glory aside so we might receive glory.
所以他把他自己的荣华放在旁边，所以我们可以得到天国里面的荣华。
Jesus became poor so that we might become spiritually rich.
因为他到世界上，他变成一个穷的人，所以我们在天上，我们可以变成有福气的人。
Jesus was born to the praise of angels.
因为他降生的时候有天使在欢呼。
So that we would be born again to the praise of angels.
所以当我们在天上生，属灵在天上生的时候，天上的天使也在欢呼。
Jesus, who was pursued by evil and a dangerous ruler,
他在世界上有坏人啊，有一些国王那些都对他不好。
Went to the cross to destroy a far more evil and dangerous ruler.
所以他们把他钉在十字上，他受的苦很多。
And that was sin, in order that we might have life.
因为这些罪，因为他领受了这些罪，所以我们可以有新生命。
The Bible says, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard.
所以圣经上告诉我们，因为他这些事情让我们可以看到这些例子。
So that you may also have fellowship with us.
所以我耶稣基督也跟我们有交通。
And our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.
所以我们跟神跟子耶稣基督，我们也可以有交通。
The greatest gift that ever has been given was the gift of Jesus Christ.
世界上最宝贵的礼物，就是耶稣基督。
Then the gift of Jesus Christ, secondly, has great value.
因为这个礼物有很大的意义，价值。
There is nothing more desirable than knowing Christ.
没有一个事情比认识耶稣基督是更宝贵、更好的。
Again, God's word reminds us of that when it says, "Thanks be to God."For his indescribable gift.
因为圣经告诉我们，因为是这些，所以我们有这么好的礼物。
How could we ever begin to talk about this great gift in all of the ways that he has blessed us?
因为神给我们的祝福，我们怎么样可以讲出来？我们怎么样可以形容
？There's a story told of a father and his son who had just lost his wife and mother. The little boy was only 6 years of age.
有个小男孩六岁的时候，他就失去了母亲。
After the memorial service, they were returning home.
在葬礼以后，他们回到家里。
Where dad would now become father and mother.
So this boy, 那个爸爸现在变成父兼母职。
As they got home and put some things away, it was time for them to go to bed.
所以他们把东西弄整齐，又回到家里，他们就需要上床睡觉了。
Both of them were grieving their loss.
他们两个都非常难过。
And so as they went to bed, they just tossed and turned. Neither one could go to sleep very easy.
就算他们躺在床上也是翻来覆去，没有办法睡觉。
So after a few minutes, the little boy, as he was tossing and turned, he turned to his dad and he said, "Dad, are you looking at me?"
那小男孩子翻来覆去一下，他就说：“爸爸，你是不是在看着我？”
Because if you are, I think that I can go to sleep.
如果你看着我的话，我想我就可以睡得着。
The father answered his son, "Yes, son, I'm looking at you."
这爸爸就答复说：“是的，儿子啊，我是看着你的。”
The little boy started at last to rest, and then soon fell asleep.
这男孩慢慢就安静下来，就慢慢睡着了。
After the little boy was asleep, the father got out of bed.
所以这儿子睡着以后，爸爸就从床上起来。
And he walked over to the window and he pulled up the curtain.
他就走到窗子那边，然后把那窗帘打开。
He looked up into the starry sky.
他看到外面充满了星星的那个夜光。
And he said, "Father, are you looking at me?"
他说我在天上的父啊，你也在看着我吗
？Because if you are,
如果你是在看着我的话
，I think I can rest in peace.
我想我也可以慢慢休息，可以睡觉。
You see, that's the value of the gift.
这就是这个礼物的价值。
We can rest in peace.
因为有耶稣基督，所以我们可以有平安。
Because he is the Prince of Peace.
因为他就是平安的王子。
The words of the song that we sang a moment ago again, there is a gift. Life is limited. This will soon go, but receive the gift.
所以我们刚刚唱的歌里面的话，就是提到这是一个礼物，生命是有限的，时间也会过去。如果我们不会抓住这个机会的话，我们就没有办法得到这个礼物。
The greatest gift that was ever given was the gift of Jesus Christ.
世界上最伟大的礼物就是耶稣基督。
That gift was of great value.
这个礼物是非常有价值的。
And the gift must be received.
可是你一定要接受这个礼物。
You see, the gift of Jesus is available to every one of us.
耶稣基督这个礼物大家都可以有份。
Jesus doesn't force himself on us.
耶稣基督不强迫我们每一个人接受他。
We have to receive it.
我们需要接受他。
The word of God says, "Yet to all who receive him."
圣经告诉我们，凡是接受他的。
To those who believe in his name.
如果我们相信耶稣基督的名字的人。
He has given them the right to become children of God.
他就给我们这样子的权柄，做神的儿女。
Our relationship with Him is very simple.
我们跟神的关系事实上是非常简单的。
Just receive the gift.
你只要接受这个礼物。
The story is told of a gentleman who received a gift from one of his family members.
有一个男生，他收了他家里人的给他的一个礼物。
But he chose never to open the gift.
所以他决定不要把这个礼物打开。
When he passed away, the family found the gift that had been there for years that he had never opened.
他过世以后，家人才把这个发觉，他这个礼物从来都没有开过这么多年。
He missed out on the joy that was his because he simply refused to open the gift.
因为他没有打开，就表示他没有接受这个礼物，所以他失去了接受这个礼物，他家人给他礼物的这个喜乐。
Maybe there is someone here today who has heard about this great gift.
也许今天在我们当中有些人也听过这个伟大的礼物的事情。
But you've never opened your life to say, "Lord Jesus, come into my life."
如果你不把你自己的生命打开，说，哎，耶稣基督，你进到我生命当中。
Be my friend.
成为我的朋友。
Bring me peace and joy.
给我带来平安喜乐。
And thank you for giving me everlasting glory to share with you.
谢谢你给我这样永远的荣耀。
We've heard the message at Christmas again and again.
我们每年到圣诞节的时候，我们都会听到这些这些信息，这些故事。
But we failed to take and receive the greatest gift that's ever been given.
可是如果我们没有接受这个世界上最伟大的礼物。
In all of my years, there has been nothing more important than knowing that the Christ who came on Christmas Day came to be my friend.
在我的生命里头，最重要的一件事情就是接受这个伟大的礼物，最有意义的就是跟耶稣基督在一起。
And has made all of the difference in life.
因为让我的生命不同，不有更大的意义。
I can go to bed just like that father and son.
所以我每天晚上上床的时候，就像那一对父子一样。
And know that the father is looking out after me.
我知道我的天父在看顾着我。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Thank you, Father, for the greatest gift that has ever been given, the gift of Jesus Christ.
天上的父，谢谢你给我们这世界上最伟大的礼物。
Thank you for the value of that gift.
谢谢你这个价值。
The gift that is indescribable.
因为这个礼物是没有办法形容的。
But the most precious gift that could ever be given.
可是是最宝贵的一个礼物。
I pray, Father, that if there's anyone here today that's never received that gift,
天父啊，我这今天为祷告，在我们当中，如果有人还没有接受这个伟大礼物的。
They would simply offer themselves that simple little prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my life.
希望他们愿意张开他们口，张开他们心，说耶稣基督，愿你进到我们的生命里头。
And when they pray that simple prayer, I thank you for the promise that says you will do just that.
所以，如果他们做这个祷告的话，你就会你给他们你的应许。
And you will give them peace and joy.
你会给他们有平安，有喜乐，有永生。
And everlasting life.
你有永生。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.